But why does the Victorian age seem to persist so much more strongly in our imaginations than other periods of history? Well, to try and answer that question, we've brought together the author of Jamrach's Menagerie, Carol Birch, and the internationally renowned writer A.S. Byatt, who set several of her works of fiction in this period, including the Booker Prize-winning novel Possession, a Romance. Carol, if I could start with you, as I just mentioned, Jamrach's Menagerie is partially based on two true stories. So what came first, the desire to set your novels in the Victorian period or your interest in the two particular stories?
The first thing that came was were the stories, and then the Victorian era came in because it had to be set at that time. The character of Jamrach really jumped out at me, and then this little story of the boy with the tiger stuck in my mind for some reason. There was a real story behind this, a real little boy. I have to stress that my little boy is not that little boy. He's a completely fictional character, and my Jamrach is completely fictional. But the place itself was just fascinating at that time, and it was a kind of place apart within Victorian London. It was a whole other world.
But it is quite well-worn territory. I mean, not your story, I hasten to add, but the period. Were you concerned by that? Did it force you to confront it as a writer in different ways?
Yes, I suppose so. But, I mean, we all feel we know the Victorian era very well, I think, from literature, particularly Dickens, of course. So we have an image of Victorian London in particular, I think. And it is a fascinating place to be and wander about in. I just found it riveting. But my own research has just involved lots and lots of reading, as much as possible, and then using my imagination.
Antonia, you've set several novels in the Victorian era, and I wondered, as a writer, what the benefits are in setting your fiction against a historical background like that.
I once did a broadcast with Chris Paling, and he said he'd asked various people, like John Fowles and William Golding, why they wrote in the past. And he'd got what he thought was a really odd answer. He said, because if you write in the past, you're allowed to use complex sentences. And in fact, I found it an immense relief to be able to use a sort of dashing vocabulary and sentences with dependent clauses instead, because most good modern writing is very clear and very plain. And I wanted to write extravagant. And so, in a way, it was linguistic when I started on it, and Possession was about Victorian poets who are in my mind because I learnt them all as a very small child. I mean, they were what I grew up with, as were the novels of Dickens. So, in a way, I am a Victorian. The
not
little girl I was didn't know the difference between the world of David Copperfield and the world I was actually in, which was the Second World War.
Segment 1. But why does the Victorian age seem to persist so much more strongly in our imaginations than other periods of history? Well, to try and answer that question, we've brought together the author of Jamrach's Menagerie, Carol Birch, and the internationally renowned writer A.S. Byatt, who set several of her works of fiction in this period, including the Booker Prize-winning novel Possession, a Romance. Carol, if I could start with you, as I just mentioned, Jamrach's Menagerie is partially based on two true stories. So what came first, the desire to set your novels in the Victorian period or your interest in the two particular stories?
The first thing that came was were the stories, and then the Victorian era came in because it had to be set at that time.
Segment 2.
The character of Jamrach really jumped out at me, and then this little story of the boy with the tiger stuck in my mind for some reason. There was a real story behind this, a real little boy. I have to stress that my little boy is not that little boy. He's a completely fictional character, and my Jamrach is completely fictional. But the place itself was just fascinating at that time, and it was a kind of place apart within Victorian London. It was a whole other world.
But it is quite well-worn territory. I mean, not your story, I hasten to add, but the period. Were you concerned by that? Did it force you to confront it as a writer in different ways?
Segment 3.
Yes, I suppose so. But, I mean, we all feel we know the Victorian era very well, I think, from literature, particularly Dickens, of course. So we have an image of Victorian London in particular, I think. And it is a fascinating place to be and wander about in. I just found it riveting. But my own research has just involved lots and lots of reading, as much as possible, and then using my imagination.
Antonia, you've set several novels in the Victorian era, and I wondered, as a writer, what the benefits are in setting your fiction against a historical background like that.
I once did a broadcast with Chris Paling, and he said he'd asked various people, like John Fowles and William Golding, why they wrote in the past. And he'd got what he thought was a really odd answer. He said, because if you write in the past, you're allowed to use complex sentences.
Segment 4.
And in fact, I found it an immense relief to be able to use a sort of dashing vocabulary and sentences with dependent clauses instead, because most good modern writing is very clear and very plain. And I wanted to write extravagant. And so, in a way, it was linguistic when I started on it, and Possession was about Victorian poets who are in my mind because I learnt them all as a very small child. I mean, they were what I grew up with, as were the novels of Dickens. So in a way, I am a Victorian. I was didn't know the difference between the world of David Copperfield and the world I was actually in, which was the Second World War.